Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, our class is Welcome Ramadan, the Blessed Month. Ramadan is a blessed month as the Muslim becomes closer to Allah through obedience of Allah's commands. In Ramadan, we Muslims fast from dawn to sunset, obeying Allah's commands. We do supplication to Allah, especially at the night of Al-Qadr, Laylat Al-Qadr. We recite the Quran. We give charity. We pray Taraweeh prayer. So, it is the month where most of our time is we are worshipping Allah and trying to become close to Him. This is a great opportunity which every Muslim must highly appreciate and try to prepare herself for it so that we can receive all the great blessings of this month which visits us once every year. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A great month has come over you, a blessed month, a month in which is a night better than 1,000 months, a month in which Allah has made it compulsory upon you to fast by day and voluntarily to pray by night. Whoever draws near to Allah by performing any of the optional good deeds in this month shall receive the same reward as performing an obligatory deed at any other time. And whoever discharges an obligatory deed in this month shall receive the reward of performing 70 obligations at any other time. It is the month of patience, and reward of patience is the paradise. It is the month of charity, and it is the month in which a believer's sustenance is increased. Whoever gives food to a fasting person to break his fast shall have his sins forgiven, and he will be saved from the fire of the hell, and he shall have the same reward as the fasting person without his reward being diminished at all." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending to us this mercy, this message of mercy through Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who is informing us that any good deed during the month of Ramadan will be highly rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The optional good deeds in month of Ramadan will be rewarded as performing an obligatory deed at any other time. And the obligatory deed in the month of Ramadan will be rewarded 70 times at any other time. So actually, this is an excellent opportunity for every one of us who is looking to increase the good deeds and having the good deeds as a way to paradise. Also, the month of Ramadan is the month of patience. And as Allah mentioned in the Quran, that those whom they are patient, Allah will reward them with no limits, and Allah will reward them the paradise. Also in Ramadan, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is informing us that it is the month of charity. Because the good deeds are multiplied in Ramadan, so let us give our charity in Ramadan to receive the multiplication of the reward. And also in Ramadan, if you give food to a fasting person, Allah will reward you the same as that person without diminishing the reward of the fasting one. So this is a clear proof that month of Ramadan is the month of the multiplication of the good deeds, and actually this is an excellent opportunity for the believers. Also, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, Ramadan has come to you. It is the month of blessings, in which Allah covered you with blessing, for He sends down mercy, decreases sins, and answers the prayers. Actually, in Ramadan, Allah is sending down His mercy, and Allah is accepting our supplications in the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, when the month of Ramadan starts, the gates of the paradise are opened, and the gates of the hell are closed, and the devils are chained. So again, sisters, this is a proof that doing the good deeds is more easy in Ramadan, as the devils are chained. So let every one of us get benefit of this fact, that you can do more good deeds more easily in Ramadan. And actually, to prove this fact, try to observe yourself regarding fasting during Ramadan and fasting during any other days of the year. In Ramadan, you feel that you can push and you can tolerate, you know, fasting until 8 and 8:30 p.m. But if you try to fast at any other time other than Ramadan, you feel that fasting is too difficult and I can't, you know, stop eating and drinking until 8:30. So actually, this is the proof that Allah is sending down His mercy during the month of Ramadan, and also that the devils are chained. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, when Ramadan begins, a caller calls out, O seeker of goodness, come forward. O seeker of evil, stop. And Allah will save people from the hell fire in Ramadan. So actually, sister, this is the proof that the month of Ramadan is the month of the blessings. And let us learn about the blessings of the month of Ramadan. And we will start by fasting. Ramadan is the month of fasting. And we will read from the Quran, Surah number 2, verse number 183 and 184, to learn about fasting in Ramadan and the goal of fasting.
الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O you who believe, observing al-Sawm, the fasting, is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may become the pious. Observing Sawm for a fixed number of days, but if any of you is ill or on a journey, the same number should be made up from other days. And as for those who can fast with difficulty, they have the choice either to fast or to feed a poor person for every day. But whoever does good of his own accord, it is better for him. And if you fast, it is better for you, if only you know.
Actually, sisters, regarding fasting, we need to know that fasting is an abstention from fulfilling certain desires and physical needs from dawn to dusk. It involves abstention from eating when hungry, drinking when thirsty, and from immediate response to certain other desires, conjugal relations. This ability, fasting, to delay the fulfillment of one's desire is the criteria which frees the spirit, which will free the spirit from the pressure of the desires. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that in the month of Ramadan, from dawn, which is the time of Fajr prayer, until the time of Maghrib prayer, which is the sunset, Muslims are commanded not to eat or to drink or to have any conjugal relations. Okay, this is a command from Allah. Allah is commanding this in order that we attain taqwa. That is to say, we become pious. Allah is mentioning that He is describing this fasting so that we can become from the bias. So this means, sister, that the goal of fasting is not to forget about eating or drinking or desires. The goal of fasting is related to the spirit, because taqwa and bias, piety is in the spirit. So let us realize the goal of fasting in Islam. It is not related to the body needs, but it is related to the spirit, to improve the status of the spirit and to become a pious Muslim. So how fasting can affect the spirit, in spite of the fact that fasting is related to the body needs. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, when one of you is fasting and someone abuses him or fights him, he should tell him, I am fasting. The meaning is that I am controlling my manners and I will not respond to you because I am fasting. This means that, sisters, fasting in Islam means that you must control your spirit and have the good manners. Piety is attained through fasting through the following. Number one, you obey the commands of Allah. Obeying the commands of Allah is an action of the spirit. Okay, I have the intention to obey Allah and to stop eating and drinking for the sake of the obedience of Allah. So this means that my intention is my way to be pious during Ramadan through the fasting, because I am obeying the command of Allah. My spirit accepted to obey Allah and to give the command to my body to forget about eating and drinking and other desires. This is number one. Number two, I will have the good manners in Ramadan. I will be patient. I will not respond to anyone who wants to fight or to make problems with me. I will try to become closer to Allah through getting the benefit of my time through doing good deeds, through a recitation of the Quran. So this means that when I fast and I forget about eating and drinking and desires, I am obeying Allah. And at the same time, I will use my time or utilize my time to become closer to Him. Because when you are fasting, you have a lot of time, free time. So how you will use your time so that you become closer to Allah? Through doing the good deeds. Number one, recitation of the Quran. Number two, helping the others whom they are in need. Number three, through learning more about the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. There are many ways where I can become more closer to Allah during the month of Ramadan. And when I become more closer to Allah, this means that I become one of the pious. So actually, to attain taqwa in the month of Ramadan, you will have patience, and patience actually is the base, the most important basic need for piety. Because I can't fear Allah, I can't obey Allah except when I have the character of being patient with the commands of Allah, patient with the decree of Allah, patient with what Allah prohibits me from doing. So number one, you will accept patience when you are fasting, and this will lead to piety. Number two, when you are fasting, you will appreciate Allah's blessings. Because when you are fasting, you will feel that how Allah is giving me food and giving me drink, and there are others whom they are hungry and thirsty all over the world and they don't have anything. So you will start to feel that you are thankful to Allah for the blessings. But when you are always eating and drinking, okay, you always feel that, you know, all these blessings are for granted. You don't appreciate them, but you appreciate Allah's blessings when you are not having, when you stop, you know, having these blessings. through stopping to eat and drink. So you will be more appreciating of Allah's blessings. Number three, you have the way to piety through fasting when you feel the sympathy towards the poor. Because when I am fasting, but still I have food, but still I have drink, but still I am looking for the time of Maghrib prayer to break my fast with all the good food and drink which I have. But during the month of Ramadan, I remember the poor whom for many months they don't have food to drink or good food to drink. They don't good food to eat. They don't have drink. So I will start to remember the poor people in reality because I am living their feelings. You know, it is not just sympathy without feelings. But in reality, when I am fasting, I start to feel that having no food is very difficult. Having no drink is very difficult. So I will start to think in depth regarding the feelings of the poor, so I will feel the mercy and the sympathy towards the poor. And this will make me to be generous regarding the poor Muslims, because I feel their feelings. Before Ramadan and the rest of the year, we are always very busy with our own issues. But during the month of Ramadan, when I stop eating and drinking and I have time to think it over and I feel the feeling of the poor, I start to thank Allah for all the blessings. Then I have the plan that let me be more generous with those poor Muslims, because actually they are suffering and actually their life is not easy. So all of these patience, appreciations of Allah's blessings, mercy, sympathy, generosity, all of those are your way to piety. And actually all of these characteristics you have it because you are fasting during the month of Ramadan. The next question will be, how can I attain this spiritual status? Patience, appreciation, sympathy, mercy. Okay, number one, sisters, see not what displeases Allah. A sincere Muslim who is fasting, that is to say, leaving evil, will restrain from viewing anything that is blameworthy or that distracts the hearts and diverts it from remembrance of Allah. We must always try, sister, to remember that during the month of Ramadan, I am not supposed to watch the television, you know, most of the time. Because most of the Muslims, they have free time. Okay, so how they can spend their time? Let us watch the television. There are many Muslims, they actually waste their time during Ramadan watching the television. And you know what is in the television. Okay, so as a Muslim, I am fasting. Also, my sight is fasting. You know, I am not supposed to make my eyes to watch all the time, you know, bad movies or whatever series or whatever, you know, is in the television. So, number one, see not what displeases Allah. Number two, speaks not what displeases Allah. You must guard your tongue from lying, arguing, gossiping, and making, you know, fighting with the other Muslims. Okay, you must try to become silent as you can in the month of Ramadan. Because in the month of Ramadan, you want to have your spirit more closer to Allah. Okay, too much communication with the people will make you to talk, to argue, to discuss, to become upset, to become nervous, to have a different point of view. All of these sisters, okay, will make you maybe to speak what does not Allah likes. Okay, so in the month of Ramadan, I must have actually a guard on my tongue. As my stomach will fast, my tongue must fast from everything which Allah doesn't like, and I must actually try to utilize my time in the remembrance of Allah, that is to say, recitation of the Quran, okay, to avoid the sins when through contacting the people or through gossiping or lying, and instead, okay, I will utilize my time to have good deeds through recitation of the Quran. Guarding the tongue is very important in the month of Ramadan. while you are fasting and after breaking the fast. Okay? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, fasting is a shield. So when one of you is fasting, he should not use foolish talk. Number three, hear not what displeases Allah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that the backbiter and the listener are co-partners in sins. What is the meaning of this, sisters? The meaning of this, that I must close my ear to everything which is unlawful. Okay? Because I will be actually having a sin if I listen to any unlawful talk. There are some people whom they say, I am not saying any bad words, or I am not lying or arguing, okay, or fighting, but I am listening. I am listening to gossiping and backbiting all the time, but I am not participating. Still, you are a sinner, okay, because both the backbiter and the listener are co-partners in sins according to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So, I must actually try not to listen to backbiting or to lying, and to forget about also listening to arguing or any word which Allah doesn't like. Also, sisters, during the month of Ramadan, try to forget about listening to the music or to songs as you can. Maybe the rest of the year it is difficult, you know, for you to forget listening to songs or music, no problem. But during the month of Ramadan, it is only 1 month, we want to become more closer to Allah. So let us listen to the Quran more and more in the month of Ramadan, so that all the time your spirit is closer to Allah and your spirit is away from any evil. Number four, keeping all the limbs and organs away from sins. Keep the hands and the feet from any bad deed. That is to say, don't go to meeting where there is backbiting, lying, or other bad issues. Don't use your hands to buy haram food or to earn haram money through the month of Ramadan. Again and again, sisters, you know, when you want to fast, it is your spirit and all your body. So I will have a strategy that I am fasting from everything which Allah doesn't like. So I will not buy haram food. I will not receive haram money. I will not go to any place which Allah doesn't like. There are some Muslims during the month of Ramadan who, after breaking the month, you know, they will go to places where there are, you know, people are singing, you know, and they say that we want to enjoy the time, okay, and these songs are good ones, okay, but still, you know, after breaking the fast, this is the time of prayer in the masjid, this is the time of going to the masjid, and your spirit will not all the time follow your commands. Okay? So try to, keep your spirit all the time in the side of obedience of Allah. Okay? If in the first day of Ramadan I fast all the day, then after breaking the fast, I decide that I will go to that restaurant or to that place where people are singing and enjoying their time. Okay, next day I will feel that fasting is very difficult for me. Okay, and I will feel that, you know, I don't want to fast. Why? You know, fasting is so difficult. You didn't allow your spirit to leave the peace of Ramadan and the peace of fasting. When you fast the whole day and you are exhausted by 8 o'clock or 8:30, okay, try to tell yourself now all praise to Allah. Allah helped me and supported me to fast the whole day. Let me help my spirit by giving my spirit a dose of spiritual power. How? By coming to the masjid, breaking the fast with the Muslims, feeling the unity of the Muslims, then praying with the Muslims in the masjid or praying at home. What is the meaning of this? Try to receive the dose of mercy and guidance through the Quran after breaking the fast. Try to keep your spirit all the time in the feeling that I want to become close to Allah. I want to remember Allah. This is the month of Allah. I have a lot of sins which I want Allah to forgive me in the month of Ramadan. So I want to forget about all the worldly enjoyment in the month of Ramadan. This is very important for your spirit. When you have this strategy clear to your spirit before the month of Ramadan, and you have a plan for the month of Ramadan, inshallah you will feel your spirit totally different after the month of Ramadan. But if you keep the same routine of your daily life during the month of Ramadan, similar to the rest of the year, but just you fast, okay, this will not be the way to have the piety in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan must be very special month, okay, for all the organs of your body, not only your stomach, okay, for your spirit, for your mind, for, you know, your activities, for everything. It is a very special month. I want to become closer to Allah. I want to attain piety. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, how many of those who fast get nothing from their fasting but hunger and thirst? This means, sisters, no reward for those who only stop eating and drinking, and actually they keep on doing all the unlawful deeds. Okay, so again and again, sisters, you know, every one of us is in need of piety. Every one of us is in need to become close to Allah. Every one of us is in need to have, you know, a time away from the pressure of the desires of the worldly life. Because, you know, food and drink and desires actually are, you know, needs for the body, but also they are pressurizing you all the time. I must work to get the better food, the best food. I must work to make my life, you know, in a better situation. I must visit the people so that I will have a lot of friends, you know, when I need, they will be close to me. A lot of pressures, you know, in our life, through, we have a lot of pressure through our desires. But when we forget about our desires and we decide to live 1 month close to Allah, 1 month for your spirit to become a better spirit, you will enjoy, inshallah, the month of Ramadan in a very good way. Okay. Also, in the month of Ramadan, to have piety, you must avoid overeating. It has even become the custom to stock up for Ramadan with all kinds of foodstuffs, so that more is consumed in Ramadan than any other month of the year. It has to be believed that the object of fasting is to experience hunger and to control desire in order to reinforce the soul in piety. You know, sisters, again and again, actually this is happening in the Muslim countries, you know, and this is the misunderstanding of fasting. You know, the people try to feel that, you know, I will stop eating, for example, for 12 hours, but in the next 5 hours, I will eat all what I didn't eat in 12 hours. Okay, so this is not fasting. You know, this is as if, you know, you are putting some food in front of you and you tell to yourself, oh, your food, I will forget about you now, but wait for me after 8 o'clock, I will finish you all, okay, and more, okay, I will enjoy you more and more. No, sister, this is not fasting. This is the problem of fasting in the month of Ramadan. And actually, in our country, most of the Muslims, they gain weight after the month of Ramadan, because they eat more and more, especially sweets, you know, in the month of Ramadan. Yet, they want to enjoy all the time after breaking the fast. Okay, but this is not the goal of fasting. The goal of fasting is related to your spirit. Your spirit needs to become closer to Allah. So, when I prepare the food to break my fast, I must prepare, you know, simple food, some soup, a piece of chicken, you know, some rice, just because, you know, I want not to feel that I am hungry, okay, and I want to have some energy so that I can pray Taraweeh prayer, so that I can recite more Quran, I can pray at night, but still food is out of my you know, agenda in the month of Ramadan. Drink it out of my, you know, plans for the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, it is the month of my spirit. I want my spirit to have the habit to be patient regarding the desires of the worldly life. Okay, so too much eating or, you know, overeating in the month of Ramadan, okay, is actually a sign that we don't understand what is the goal of Ramadan, and we will not attain any piety in the month of Ramadan if we just, you know, stop eating and drinking during the day of Ramadan. Then during the night of Ramadan, we will eat too much and we will watch the television too much. Okay, until Fajr prayer, then Fajr prayer. Actually, there are many Muslims whom they live their life, you know, in the month of Ramadan, that they try to sleep as they can in the day of Ramadan. Okay, and they try to enjoy, you know, every minute after breaking the fast, watching the television, going out, meeting friends, you know, overeating. So this means that I didn't lose anything in the month of Ramadan. You lost yourself in the month of Ramadan because you didn't attain the goal of Ramadan. Allah mentioned in the Quran, as we read, that Allah commanded us to fast in the month of the Ramadan so that we can attain piety. How you will attain piety if your spirit didn't feel the goal of the month of Ramadan, if your spirit didn't fast from the desires, if your spirit didn't come close to Allah? And again, sisters, as Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the most important part of the body is the heart. And the heart is the place of piety. So take care, or as we have our priority, the worldly life, 11 months of the year, let us have our spirit, the highest priority, 1 month per year. Only in the month of Ramadan, 1 month out of 12 months, have your spirit the highest priority. Because your spirit, that is to say your heart, is the most important part of your body. Live for the sake of your spirit. Have your spirit to be a better one. Improve the status of your spirit. Okay, and inshallah we will learn how we will do this in the month of Ramadan. Also, sisters, during the month of Ramadan, we must try to have hope in Allah. When you will have piety in your heart during the month of Ramadan, you will feel more closer to Allah. So the hope in Allah will be more clear in your spirit, because you become more closer to Him. You do a lot of supplication to Him. You pray to Him, okay? And you give charity for His sake. And you recite Quran for His sake. So when you do a lot of good deeds for the sake of Allah, you will feel that the hope in Allah is more clear in your spirit, and this is one of the blessings of the month of Ramadan. So actually the reality of fasting of Ramadan is to occupy the self with the good deeds and to train to control the desires and to forget about evil. Now we will learn about the reward of fasting. So now we learn about the reality of fasting, how our spirits will fast inshallah in the month of Ramadan, how we will attain piety in the month of Ramadan. Let us learn about the reward of fasting. One of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, one of the companion of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me of an action by which I may enter paradise. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, fasting, there is nothing like it. Hadith, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, singled out fasting. When asked about a deed that leads to the paradise. Actually, we will learn more about this from this hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Prophet Muhammad said, every action of the son of Adam is given manifold reward. Each good deed receiving 10 times its like, up to 700 times. This means that any good deed you do with sister, Allah will multiply it by 10 up to 700. Okay? Allah, the Most High, said, except for fasting. for it is for me, and I will give recompense for it. He, the fasting person, leaves off his desires and his food for me. So this means, sister, that the reward of fasting is known only to Allah. None of the human being knows the exact reward of fasting, because Allah said that fasting is for Him and He will be the one to reward us. This means that inshallah the reward of fasting is very great. Okay? And actually the fasting person, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, also said the fasting person will have two times of joy. A time when he breaks his fast and a time of joy when he meets his Lord. And the smell coming from the mouth of the fasting person is better with Allah than the smell of misk. What is the meaning of this, sisters? Actually, when you break your fast, you will have a time of joy. Why? Because you will be sure that all praise to Allah, I succeeded to fast that day, and inshallah I will receive the reward, and you have an accepted supplication at the time of breaking the fast. So breaking the fast is a time of joy for every Muslim. Also, when you will meet your Lord and He will reward you for your fasting, you will have the time of joy. Then Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, clarified that the smell coming from the mouth of the fasting person, actually, because you are not eating for a long time, you know, the smell will not be good for the fasting person, but it is it is with Allah better than the smell of misk, and misk actually has a very good smelling. This is to prove that Allah is evaluating fasting very highly, and even the smell of the mouth of the Muslim is better with Allah than the misk. Also, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, indeed, there is a gate of paradise called Ar-Rayyan. On the day of resurrection, those who fast will enter through it. No one enters it except for them. And when they have entered, it is closed, so that whoever enters it drinks, and whoever drinks never becomes thirsty. What is the meaning of this, sister? Inshallah, when you fast all the months of Ramadan, on the day of resurrection, you will enter the paradise, okay, through a gate. There is a gate in the paradise for those whom they fast the month of Ramadan. It is called Ar-Rayyan. Okay? Yes, Ar-Rayyan. What is the meaning of Ar-Rayyan? In Arabic, Ar-Rayyan means that when you drink, you never feel thirsty again. This is the meaning of the name of that gate. And why Allah called it Ar-Rayyan? Because you feel thirsty in Ramadan. So Allah will make you to enter from a gate, called it Ar-Rayyan, according to your feeling during the month of Ramadan. And when you will enter and you will drink, okay, you will never become thirsty when you enter through that door. So actually, sisters, from this hadith, we learn that fasting is highly rewarded by Allah. There is no other deed, okay, which Allah reward like fasting. And also, if you want to enter the paradise, try to consider Ar-Rayyan as your gate to paradise, inshallah, through fasting the month of Ramadan. And also, the smell of the mouth of the fasting person is better than misk in the sight of Allah. So this is number one regarding the reward of fasting. We will learn also that fasting is a shield. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, fasting is a shield with which a servant protects himself from the fire. How it will protect you from the fire? Because when you are fasting, you are not doing as we learn. Your spirit is fasting from any evil deed. So during Ramadan, you are not doing any bad deed, okay, inshallah, and this is a protection from the fire. And also, because you are fasting, inshallah, you will enter paradise from the door of Ar-Rayyan, and inshallah, you are protected from the hellfire. Prophet Muhammad, peace peace be upon him, said, on the day of judgment, fasting will say, O my Lord, I prevented him from food and desires, so accept my intercession for him. You see, sisters, again, fasting will ask for the intercession for you on the day of judgment from Allah the Almighty. Also, fasting is a means for one's sins to be forgiven. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, he who fasts Ramadan out of faith and hoping for the reward of Allah, then his past sins are forgiven. This is very important, sisters, regarding the sincerity in the month of Ramadan. We are all Muslims, and everyone wants to be respected by the Muslims. So I am not supposed to fast for the sake of the community, or for the sake of my friends, or for the sake of my kids, so that they will respect me that I am a fasting person. No. Any deed in Islam to be rewarded, it must be only for the sake of Allah. So your fasting must be for the sake of Allah. If you fast for the sake of Allah, obeying the commands of Allah, Allah will reward you the paradise as your past sins will be forgiven. And again, sisters, all these blessings are for those whom they fast the real fasting. The fasting of the spirit, the fasting from any deed which Allah doesn't like, regarding not to watch what Allah doesn't like, not to listen to what Allah doesn't like, not to say or to talk whatever Allah doesn't like. This is very important reminder for every one of us, because you may hear a lot of classes and khutbas regarding that fasting will lead to paradise. But you must know what kind of fasting, what are the prerequisites for that fasting. It is not only to stop drinking and eating and the conjugal desires and then to say, I am fasting and I will be in the paradise. So now I will fight with that sister and I will argue with my husband day and night in the month of Ramadan, and I will give hard time to my kids in the month of Ramadan, and you know, whatever you observe in the month of Ramadan. Even when you come to the masjid in the month of Ramadan and you are looking for all these rewards, okay, you must try to be patient through handling other Muslims. You might come to pray in the masjid and you notice that a lot of Muslims, they bring their kids with them to the masjid and they leave their kids to play and to make a very loud noise, and you are not able to pray, okay, or to supplicate to Allah. So what you can do, you must try to be patient. You must try to be silent. You must try to control yourself, because this is part of the test of the month of Ramadan. And again, for us sisters, okay, if you feel that in the masjid there is a lot of noise, it is better to pray Taraweeh prayer in your house. So you can come to the masjid and break the fast with the Muslims if you want to feel the unity of Muslims. This is good. And you can pray Maghrib prayer then when you feel that you will be under pressure because of the kids, because actually this is always going in the masjids, whether in America or outside America. When Muslims come as a family to the masjid, then the father will pray, the mother will pray, and they will forget about their small kids, okay? And this will be a pressure for other Muslims. So if you feel that there is a pressure for you, okay, and you will not be able to tolerate it, and you may not be able to control yourself, tell to yourself, I am fasting the whole day. I want to keep my spirit in a good relation with Allah. I don't want to say any word or to argue with anyone. It is better for me to go to my home and to pray in my home. The most important is to remind yourself all the time that I want my fasting to be the complete, sincere fasting, so that inshallah I will reward all these blessings. Again, we will learn about the supplication of the fasting person, which is answered. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, there are in the month of Ramadan in every day and night those to whom Allah grants freedom from the fire, and there is for every Muslim a supplication which he can make and will be granted. This is the supplication at the time of the break of the fast. The fasting Muslim, as we are Muslims, okay, when the time of Maghrib prayer is so close and you prepare the food, inshallah, but before breaking your fast, you must be thankful to Allah that Allah helped you to fast the whole day. And also, in Arabic, we say to Allah, we fast. And on his food we are breaking his fast, our fast, okay. Allahumma inni laka sumtu ala rizqika aftart, okay. And then, okay, you call on Allah with a supplication between you, or invocation, dua between you and Allah, okay. And inshallah, this supplication which you make it to Allah before putting any food or drink in your mouth, inshallah, according to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, it will be answered. But let me clarify, sister, that answering the supplication doesn't mean that it will be answered immediately. Okay, there is a promise from Allah that this supplication will be answered. But when and how, this is up to Allah. Okay, but inshallah it will be answered. Okay, also regarding the blessings of fasting, the fasting person will be among the true followers of the prophets. A man came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, what if I testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and that you are the Messenger of Allah, and I observed the five prayers, and I pay zakah, and I fast, and stand in prayer in Ramadan, then amongst whom shall I be? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, amongst the true followers of the prophets. Okay, sister, so it is very clear that fasting is an act which Allah will reward us, inshallah, greatly for it. So we must try, inshallah, to fast according to the rules of Islam, and inshallah to try to have our spirits to attain the piety in the month of Ramadan, so that inshallah we will have the benefits of fasting in our worldly life and in the hereafter. In the hereafter, we mentioned all these rewards. In the worldly life, if you attain piety in the month of Ramadan, this will help you to have the good manners, patience, being thankful to Allah, having the sympathy with the poor. You will have the being close to the Quran. You will have to keep these good manners after the month of Ramadan. So actually, fasting is a blessing in the worldly life and in the hereafter and during the whole year. Now we will learn about the rest of the blessings of the month of Ramadan. Is that the month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Okay, the Quran, the holy book of the Muslims, was revealed first in the month of Ramadan. And then most of the Quran was revealed during the blessed month of Ramadan. Angel Jibril revised the holy Quran with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, every Ramadan. And the year when Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, died, Angel Jibril revised the Quran with him twice. So this means that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was revising the Quran during Ramadan. Accordingly, it is the duty of every Muslim to try to read or recite the whole Quran in the month of Ramadan following our Prophet, peace be upon him. For non-Arabic speakers, you read the Quran in your language in the month of Ramadan. Try to read one chapter every day of Ramadan, so that by the end of Ramadan, 30 days of Ramadan, you finish the 30 chapters of the Quran. The question will be, what about the days of, when you have the period, okay, menstrual bleeding? Actually, when you have the menstrual bleeding, you are not supposed to read the Quran, okay, except if you are teaching the Quran, or if you are memorizing the Quran, you are not supposed to stop you know, recitation of the Quran, even if you have your period, you can have, you know, a translation of the Quran, because this is not the holy book. Okay, when there is, when you have a book where the human being writing is with Allah's words, this is not the Holy Quran, so you can touch this one. Okay, so you can have your own plan which your spirit will feel, you know, accepting. Either you read more before your period, so that you stop during the menstrual period, or you can try to read the English one from the translation during the period. This is accepted because your intention is that, oh Allah, it is 1 month and I want to read the whole Quran in that month. There are two different points of view, okay? Both of them are accepted, and it is up to your feelings. What you feel more comfortable with, to read double before having the menstrual period and to stop during the menstrual period, or to read one chapter every day and to read during the menstrual period without a loud voice, just silent. Okay, you look to the Quran, you know, with your eyes, and you read it with your eyes. This is also accepted because you have the intention that this is only 1 month in Ramadan and I want to read it all. Okay, but try all the time, sisters, to become very close to the Quran during the month of Ramadan. Again and again, sisters, you know, the most important for your religion, the most important for your relation with Allah, the most important for your stability as a human being is to have the Quran all the time close to your spirits. And you know, sister, this is from my experience, you know, in many places in my life. I worked in hospitals and I stayed at home and I give classes in different masjids, but I learned the most important lesson in life. It is the Quran. If you want to accept your decree, if you want to have good manners, if you want to fulfill your trusts, obligations and trusts, okay, while they are very difficult for you, okay, the only way to do all these good deeds is only to have the Quran as a support to your spirit all the time. Now we will read some verses of the Quran related to the effect of the Quran on your spirit. So that inshallah, and actually sisters, because all of you are revered sisters, this is my personal advice to you. You know, praying is very important, fasting is very important, giving charity is very important, but the most important, to have sincerity in all of these important deeds, the only way to have the sincerity in Islam is to have the Quran all the time close to your spirit. Not to have 1 day away from the Quran, even if you read 1 page per day. But I want you to have the plan that every day I recite the Quran. I cannot live 1 day without recitation of the Quran. Even 1 page. If you have this plan clear to your spirit, and 1 day you forget about the Quran, you will not be able to sleep. You will run to get the Quran and you will start to read 1 or 2 pages. Because your spirit, as you eat and you drink for the sake of your body power, okay, your spirit will have the power, the energy, tranquility, peace, acceptance, patience only from the Quran. You will become a stabilized human being. You will have a spirit which can accommodate with all the situations, the hardships and trials in this worldly life. Believe me, sisters, only through the Quran. We will read now some verses of the Quran related to the blessings of the Quran regarding our spirits, so that inshallah I want you, as you learn about the importance of fasting in the month of Ramadan, I want you to have the Quran as also your highest priority in the month of Ramadan. Whenever you have free time, get the Quran and try to read. Get the Quran and try to read. By time, you know, your spirit will become dependent in the Quran. Whenever you have any difficult situation, you will notice that for the first time I am not crying much, but I am trying to have the Quran and to recite from the Quran, because the Quran is giving me a lot of psychological support. This is the most important way to become close to Allah. This is the most important way to accept the decree of Allah. And this is the most important way to have the best manners in this worldly life, to fulfill your trusts to all around you, even again and again. If I am not happy with my kids and I don't want, you know, to waste my time, my life, my money, everything for their sake, what can I do? They are not good, they are not thankful, they are not appreciating, whether my kids, my husband, my parents, whoever. Through the Quran, you will fulfill your trust to them in the best way, and you will never regret, and you will never be upset, and you will never say one word that one day that why I waste all my life for the sake of those people whom everyone is taking care of himself or herself. You will never say this, because the Quran will give you the psychological support that He, Allah, is the one who will reward you all the time. You are His servant, you are His slave. He is the one taking care of you in this life, and He is the one who will reward you. So fulfill your trust in the best shape. Be the best human being regarding your manners. Don't look around you for any reward. Allah is rewarding you. Allah will reward you. You are the winner. This is the message of the Quran, actually, which every Muslim must try to live this message, because it is actually the source of the mercy in this worldly life. We will read now from Surah number 10, verse number 57. Number 10, verse number 57. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhan nasu qad ja'atkum maw'idatun min rabbikum wa shifaa'un lima fis sudur wa hudan wa rahma lil mu'minin.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. O mankind, there has come to you a good advice from your Lord, in the Quran, enjoining all that is good and forbidding all that is evil, and a healing for that disease of ignorance, doubt, and hypocrisy and differences which is in your breast, a guidance and a mercy explaining lawful and unlawful things for the believers.
So actually, sisters, Allah is clarifying that the Quran is a healing from all the diseases, and also it is the guidance for all the believers. We will read also regarding the Quran from Surah number 17, verse number 82. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا.
And we send down the Quran, that which is a healing and a mercy to those who believe in Islamic monotheism, and act on it, and it increases the zalimun, polytheist and wrongdoers, nothing but loss.
So actually, again, sisters, Allah is clarifying that the Quran is a healing and mercy to the believers. Okay, how? Because through the Quran, you learn to accept the decree of Allah, and you learn learn that Allah knows and you don't know. So whatever Allah planned for you is the best for you. You learn that after every hardship there is ease. Okay, and you learn that the mercy of Allah is very close to the believers. So all the time, whenever you have hardship, whenever you have a trial in your life, some of the very close to you are ill or sick or not good, you will always looking for Allah to help you and to support you. Through the Quran, you believe that Allah will never leave you alone. Allah defends the believers. Allah take care of them. Allah make for them outlets. All these feelings actually is a cure and healing for the spirit, especially at the time of hardship. We must learn also, sister, that in Ramadan there is a night in which the Quran was revealed. We will read about that night, because that night is very special, as we learn in the beginning of the class, Surah number 97, verse number 5. We read the whole Surah. Surah number 37, Surah Al-Qadr, the night of decree. Okay. Surah number 97. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ.
Verily, we have sent it down, the Quran, down in the night of Al-Qadr, the night of decree. And what will make you know what the night of Al-Qadr decree is? The night of Al-Qadr is better than a thousand months. Worshipping Allah in that night is better than worshipping Him 1,000 months. An example, 83 years and 4 months. Therein descend the angels and the angel Jibreel by Allah's permission with all decrees. All that night there is peace and goodness from Allah to His believing slaves until the appearance of dawn.
Actually, sister, this night is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan according to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And it is the best night of the year for supplication to Allah, as Allah is promising that supplications are answered in this blessed night, which is better than 1,000 months. The dua in this night is, if you want to write it, O Allah, O Allah, You are pardoning and You love to pardon, so pardon us. So, as believers, inshallah, when the last 10 nights of Ramadan started, we don't know exactly about when is the night of Al-Qadr, so all the time we will be calling on Allah, O Allah, You are pardoning and You love to pardon, so pardon us, because there are many Muslims whom Allah will forgive their sins and Allah will, inshallah, send them to paradise through their supplication in that night. So we must always look for the night of Al-Qadr in the last nights, 10 nights of Ramadan. Also, we must, regarding the blessings of the month of Ramadan is the month of supplication. We will read from Surah 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 186. الرحمن الرحيم وسألك عبادي عني فإني قريب فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون.
When my slaves ask you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning me, then answer them, I am indeed near to them by my knowledge. I respond to their invocations and supplicate when he calls. I respond to the invocations of the supplicant when he calls on me without any mediator or intercessor. So let him obey me and believe in me so that they may be led aright.
Actually, sisters, Allah mentioned this verse of the Quran during or between the verses of the month of Ramadan, because the verses of the month of Ramadan are in the same surah, surah number 2, verse number 183, 184, 185, and 186 is this verse of the Quran which is related to supplication, and this is the proof that during the month of Ramadan we Muslims must try to call on Allah all the time. Especially we are living a state of obedience to Allah through closing all the gates of Satan to our spirit, so we are more closer to Allah. During the Taraweeh prayer, which are the prayers after the Isha prayer, or during the night prayers. During the month of Ramadan, sisters, as believers in Allah, believing that this is the month of blessings and that the reward is multiplied in this month and Allah is answering our supplications and we are closer to Him, try all the time before Fajr prayer. For example, if Fajr prayer is 5:30, try to wake up 4:45 and to pray at least two rak'at or three rak'at, and in these two rak'at try to supplicate all the time to Allah while you are down in the prostration. Call on Allah with all your needs and all your hopes, believing that inshallah Allah will answer your supplication. Because actually the night prayer is one of the prayers when Allah is very close to us, because Allah comes down in the third part of the night, calling, who is calling on me, so that I will answer his supplication, who is looking for forgiveness, and I will forgive you. This is happening every night. So in the nights of the month of Ramadan, these are the blessed nights when the devils are chained, and the gates of the paradise are open. So this is the best opportunity during the night prayer when Allah is down. So we believers must get the benefit of this opportunity. Wake up before Fajr prayer, call on Allah, ask Allah for all your needs, and inshallah Allah will answer your supplication. Also, month of Ramadan is the month of charity, as the reward of good deeds is multiplied in Ramadan, so it is the best opportunity to give your charity in Ramadan, so that Allah will multiply your reward, and also to give the volunteer charity, the sadaqah, so that you will receive more good deeds. Actually, sisters, month of Ramadan is the blessed month of fasting, supplication, recitation of the Quran, prayers, Taraweeh prayer, after Aisha prayer, and let us learn now how to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. Number one, let us make the supplications to Allah from now, that Allah will let us to live healthy until the end of Ramadan. To call on Allah to make us to reach the month of Ramadan and to be healthy and to be close to Him during the month of Ramadan. Number two, let us be thankful to Allah when the month of Ramadan arrives. When we are alive until the month of Ramadan comes, let us be thankful to Allah. Let us have a plan and a preparation for the month of Ramadan. For example, I have my schedule in the month of Ramadan that I will recite these verses, these chapters of the Quran in that day, and in this day, the weekend, I will come to eat in the masjid. During the weekdays, I don't have a lot of free time, so I must arrange my schedule in this way. Let us plan and prepare to make the most of the month of Ramadan. And the most important, sisters, now before month of Ramadan arrives, is to purify your intention and to promise Allah not to waste the month of Ramadan without being one of the most pious believers. From now, sisters, let us have an intention. Oh Allah, help me that I will try my best during the month of Ramadan. I will try to make my spirit to fast. I will try to forget about anything which you don't like. I will try to recite as much as I can from the Quran with sincerity. I will have the best manners. I will try to be the best Muslim. This is a purification of my intention to you, O Allah, before the month of Ramadan arrives. Also, sisters, let us ask Allah to forgive our sins. Let us repent to Allah now before the month of Ramadan arrives, so that inshallah when the month of Ramadan arrives, we will be inshallah having no sins, so that we will be more closer to Allah and guidance will be more easy for us. Let us prepare ourselves mentally and emotionally by reading books and articles about the blessings of Ramadan, and this can also happen through reciting of the Quran. Let us come more close to the Quran from now, so that it will be more easy for us to recite the Quran during the month of Ramadan. Then, sisters, a very important preparation for Ramadan is to open a new chapter with Allah by trying to obey His commands from now. Okay? Don't be far away from Allah until the first night of Ramadan. Then when Ramadan starts, try to come close to Allah. It is not easy. Try to prepare yourself from now, okay, to have the new chapter with Allah, the Almighty. Try to have a new chapter with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, by promising yourself to follow all the commands and all the instructions of Prophet Muhammad, and also to try to read about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and to learn about his patience, about his good manners. And also, sisters, let us open a new chapter with our families. For example, let us try to reconnect with our families. The most important number one is our parents. Let us from now try to reconnect with our parents. If you have any problem, if you are not talking to them regularly, if they are upset with you, try from now before the month of Ramadan to make the relation with them in the best shape, so that inshallah Allah will accept your good deeds during the month of Ramadan. After your parents, number two is your husband. This is very important, sisters. If you are upset with your husband, if you are not happy, if you have something with your husband, try from now to have a new chapter with your husband. Why, sisters? Because if your spirit is occupied with anger or sadness or envy or hatred, you will not be able to enjoy the month of Ramadan, and you will not be able to attain Baiti, because your spirit has dimensions. Okay, if you occupy your spirit with these feelings, okay, I'm not happy with my husband, I will not be in a good mood with him, I don't know how to live with that person, how Ramadan will be good while that person is my life, I will not cook, I will not... No, sisters, you will not be able to have any piety if your spirit is occupied with these feelings. And I always mention the husband, because it is always the problem with the husbands, which is actually the cause of the troubles for most of the sisters. So you are in need of the blessings of the month of Ramadan. Everyone is in need of these blessings. Your spirit is in great need. After 11 months of living the worldly life completely and being away from Allah, and having a distance with him, you will have the best opportunity. You will be rewarded. The devils are chained, opens of the gates of the paradise are opened. So your spirit is in need of this great opportunity. Don't lose the opportunity for the sake of problems with your husband, your parents, your kids. No, never. Because you are a true believer, and you know and you learn that if I can reach the month of Ramadan this year, maybe this will be the last month in my life. So I don't want to lose this opportunity. I am in great need of it. For the sake of Allah, I will open a new chapter with every human being, because none of them will replace the good deeds which I was supposed to have it if my heart was clean before the month of Ramadan. Try to have your heart clean and having good feelings with everyone for Allah's sake. Because you are fasting for Allah's sake, and you are reciting the Quran for Allah's sake, you are praying the night for Allah's sake, but you will not get all these blessings except when you have a clean heart and a clear heart and a good heart, which can, inshallah, do all these good deeds. So the most important is the new chapter, even with your kids. If you are not in a good mood with one of them, okay, call your kid and teach your kid that we are about to reach a blessed month. All of us is in need to have the blessings. So let us have your hearts clean. If your kid is not happy with you, let her or him clarify to you all the problems, so that we can all start the month of Ramadan as a family, having good feelings towards each other, so that there will be a space in our spirits, inshallah, to have the piety. We are calling on Allah, inshallah, to make us to reach the month of Ramadan and all the Muslims, inshallah, in the best shape of faith and health. And let us make the dua together, inshallah.